know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick Williams is on the phone, and he is challenging Gina to the trivia.
Uh-oh, longtime texter.
Probably isn't going to be good.
Not as frequent caller. Well, Greg is real proud of his questions.
I like the questions.
I don't know what that means.
Gina, I'm going to invite you to get out of here. You can't hear him for the round number one.
But I'm very comfortable right now, Greg.
Beat it.
All right.
That's what my dad used to say to me. Beat it. Go outside and play. $25 to Pizza John's. That's what we're playing for today. Question number one, multiple choice. The custom of sending cards, flowers, chocolates, and gifts on Valentine's Day originated in which country? The United States, Italy, United Kingdom.
Let's go with Italy.
Oh, man. You would think romance, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's incorrect. We'll get the right answer in a second. Question number two. What is the name of the place where Winnie the Pooh and his animal friends live?
The Hundred Acre Wood.
Yeah, there you go. There's no S on it officially, but we'll take the Hundred Acre Wood. Question number three. You're going for the meatloaf. Two out of three ain't bad. Cool. Don't look down, you promise? On a standard keyboard, which vowel does not appear in the top row? Don't look down.
I didn't. let's go with O.
Oh, man. All right. We'll get the right answer in just a second, bringing Gina back in. I was very forceful on question three, Gina.
Yeah, you were.
I'm going to be forceful with Gina, too.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I did look afterwards, and I wasn't going to even be close.
Okay. All right. Question number one, multiple choice.
Okay.
Oh, he got one out of three, by the way.
I was going to say, did you not remember the rules here?
The custom of sending cards, flowers, chocolates, and gifts on Valentine's Day originated in which country? United States, Italy, United Kingdom.
Well, I have no idea. We are a nation of capitalists. It wouldn't surprise me if it was the U.S., but it could be romantic like Italy. So I'm going to go Italy.
Oh, that's what Rick said. Incorrect.
U.K.
United Kingdom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right, question number two. This is the one he got correct. Hopefully you will as well. What is the name of the place where Winnie the Pooh and his animal friends live?
Tigger 2. It's like cookies too at Disney.
Cookies too.
Okay, they live in Great Valley. I don't know.
No, they don't live in the Great Valley. They live in the Hundred Acre Wood.
Never would have got that.
Oh man,
that's Littlefoot that lives in the Great Valley.
Okay, I didn't have that childhood. Everyone else did.
You're going for the tie. Let's see what happens. Don't look down. Promise.
What does that mean?
Don't look down.
Why is
on a standard keyboard, what vowel does not appear in the top row? Don't look down.
I don't have a keyboard in front of me. What do you think I'm?
You have a keyboard sitting right there.
Am I like an admin assistant over here?
Hello, your computer. Don't look down.
No. Oh, wait. All right. So what is it again? Vowels or something?
What vowel is not in the top row?
Not in the top row. Probably like O or something.
Dang it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
We're looking for A.
Rick, you know, I think we're soulmates because I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think that's pretty scary, Gina. We're both on the same wave.
Yep. We are trivia soulmates. Yep.
Rick gets a diploma and $25 to Pizza John's.
This might be a recycled one from the Green Factory. I know, we'll see.
That's okay.
It's still Earth Month.
It is my third one, though.
Is this a doctorate?
It's still Earth Month, so I might have to just recycle.
I'm going to call him Dr. Rick from now on. Wait,
there you go.
That's the guy from the Progressive.
That's the Progressive guy. No. It's like, hey, take some leftovers home. She doesn't want them.
No, she doesn't want the leftovers.
Doesn't want them.
We'll do it again tomorrow. It'll be Throwback Thursday, College of Knowledge, on today's 101.9.